Bassline Theory in Ableton Lev 12, an intro deep dive for jungle and old school drum and bass atmospheres. Beginner friendly, but we're doing it in a real workflow. Build fast in session view, then perform it into arrangement view like you're DJing your own tune. Alright, let's set the vibe first. In old school jungle and early DnB, the bassline isn't just low notes, it's the hook. It's the glue between the breakbeat and the atmosphere. It tells your listener what the tune is about. So today we're going to build a short sketch with an atmospheric pad, a two-layer bass line, and a break. Then we'll set up scenes like intro, drop, switch, and we'll record a live performance into arrangement view. Set your tempo to 168 BPM. That puts us right in that classic jungle pocket, fast but still rolling. Now create four tracks. First, an audio track called Break, then three MIDI tracks, bass sub, bass mid, and Atmos pad. And if you want to work like a producer from day one, add two return tracks. Return A, dub reverb, using hybrid reverb. Return B, delay, using echo. Quick coaching note, keeping the bass layers on separate tracks early is a huge win. It makes mixing simpler, it makes sound design safer, and you'll never get stuck wondering which layer is causing the mod. Next, choose a key. We're going with F minor. It's dark, it's classic, and it sits nicely in the sub range without getting ridiculously low. Here's the only theory you truly need right now. In jungle and rolling DnB, bass movement often leans on the root, the fifth, and the flat seven. In F minor, your scale is F, G, Ab, Pb, C, Tb, Ib. So the main characters for today are F as your root, C as your fifth, Ab as your flat seven, and Ab as a moody color note. Think of it like bassline grammar. Bar 1 is a statement, usually centered on the root, F. Bar 2 is your reply, maybe touching Ab or C, then resolving back to F so the listener never loses the center. Cool! Now we build an atmosphere, because writing bass in silence is how you accidentally make a bass line that sounds good solo and awkward in the track. Go to Atmos pad. Load Waveitable. Start with something smooth or initialize it if you want. Set your amp envelope so it fades in and out like fog. Attack around 250 to 600 milliseconds. Release around 2 to 4 seconds. Add a little unison, like 2 to 4 voices, but keep it subtle. We're not making a supersaw anthem, we're making haze. Now add an EQ8. High pass the pad somewhere around 150 to 250 Hz. This is non-negotiable. Atmospheres should not steal your low-end space. If your pad has low frequencies, it will fight your bass and you'll never feel clean. Then add hybrid reverb. Choose a hall, maybe something slightly shimmery, but don't drown it. Decay 4 to 8 seconds. Wet around 15 to 35%. Then add auto filter. Low pass with a tiny bit of motion. Set the LFO rate to 1/8 or 1/4 and keep the amount small. We want movement, not wobble. Now write a simple two bar chord clip in session view. Keep it minimal. Hold an F minor chord, F ab C. If you want a little emotional pull, switch to DB major, DB F ab, for the second bar or the second half. You're basically painting a background so the bass line feels like it belongs in a world. Now the sub. Go to bass sub and load operator. We want a clean signish sub, like classic system pressure, not fuzzy and distorted. Use oscillator A only, sine wave. Attack 0 to 5 milliseconds. Release around 80 to 200 milliseconds. Enough to avoid clicks, but still tight. At EQ8, but don't overthink it. A pure sine usually doesn't need much. If it somehow feels boxy, you might dip a bit around 200 to 350 Hz. But a lot of the time you can leave it. Add utility. Turn bass mono on, and set your gain a bit lower for headroom. Start around minus 6 dB. Trust me, you'll be happier later. Teacher note, the sub should be the simplest layer. If you make your sub complicated, your mix will suffer and your groove will get unclear. The rhythm and the note choice make it feel like jungle. The sub just delivers the weight. Now the mid layer. This is the part that lets people hear the bass line on small speakers, and it's where we put character without destroying the low end. Go to bass mid. Load Waveitable again, or operator if you prefer. Waveitable is quick for this. Start with a saw wave or a richer Waveitable. Then low pass it somewhere between 200 and 800 Hz depending on how aggressive you want it. For old school vibes, you usually don't need tons of top end. Now build a simple, practical device chain. Auto filter first, low pass. You can add a little drive. Then saturator. Set it to analog clip. Drive around 2 to 6 dB. Turn soft clip on. Then EQ8. High pass at about 90 to 120 Hz. This is super important. The mid layer must leave the true sub space to the sub track, otherwise you'll get phase issues and mod. If it's harsh, look around 2 to 5 kHz and tame it. Optionally, add a compressor on the mid, ratio 2:1, attack 10 to 30 milliseconds, release 60 to 120 milliseconds. You're just smoothing peaks, aiming for a couple dB of gain reduction. Quick rule you'll use forever. Sub is mostly below about 90 Hz, mid bass is mostly above about 100 Hz. That gap is your safety zone. Now we write the bass line. Session view is where we sketch fast. Create a 2-bar MIDI clip on bass SUB. In the piano roll, turn on scale, set it to F minor. This is like training wheels, and that's a good thing. It keeps you musical while you're learning the vocabulary. Start with rhythm first. Jungle bass lines talk with the drums, so think offbeats, syncopation, and little hooks. Use an 8-note grid to start, then you can spice it with 16ths later. Here's a simple example shape. Bar 1, short F hit, leave space, another short F, then a short ebb, then back to a short F. Bar 2, it's C, then ebb, then end with an F that's a little longer, like an anchor. Now duplicate that clip to bass MID so both layers play the same notes. Then do the groove work. Shorten some notes so they feel plucky, and let one note hold a bit longer so the phrase has a spine. You can vary velocity slightly on the mid layer for expression. On the sub, keep velocity more consistent so the low end stays stable. Extra coached hit. Timing matters more than note count in jungle. If it feels stiff, try nudging just a couple of notes slightly late, like 5 to 15 milliseconds. Not all of them, just a few, like a human leaning back. And if your break has swing, you can match it with groove pool. Try a light MPC-style groove at 10 to 20%. Subtle. The goal is bounce, not drunkenness. Now let's bring in the breakbeat. On the break audio track, drag in a break loop. Amen-ish. Think. Whatever you've got. In clip view, turn warp on. Warp mode. Beats. Preserve. Transients. Set the loop to 2 bars. Add drum bus. This is one of Ableton's secret jungle weapons. Drive around 5 to 15%. Boom 0 to 20, but be careful. Boom can fight your sub fast. Adjust damp to taste. Then EQ 8 on the break. Old breaks often carry low rumble that ruins bass clarity. High pass somewhere around 80 to 120 Hz. You're basically saying, drums get the punch and snap. Bass owns the subs. Now we set up session view like a performance rig. Create scenes and name them. Scene 1. Intro, 8 bars. Atmos pad on. Break either off or filtered, no bass. Scene 2. Tease, 8 bars. Add a break, maybe filtered. Keep bass off, or bring in just a whisper of mid. Scene 3. Drop, 16 bars. Break full, bass SUB and bass MID full. Atmos subtle. Scene 4. Switch, 16 bars. You'll change something small so it feels like the tune evolves. Set your global launch quantization to 1 bar so everything launches clean. That's top left in session view. Now, for the switch, make a bass variation. Beginner safe method, keep the same rhythm, change one note. Maybe in bar 2, swap a note to AB or dB to get darker. Or punctuate with an octave F once, like a moment, not a constant habit. You can also do a classic call and response trick by using holes. Instead of adding notes, remove a couple hits in bar 2, then land a strong F. Bass is a weapon in jungle. And one more performance trick. In clip launch settings, turn on legato for your bass clips. That means when you swap bass variations, it doesn't restart the clip from the beginning. It keeps rolling, which feels more like DJing a bass line rather than pressing play on a loop. Alright, this is where the magic happens. Recording session view into arrangement view. Hit global record on the transport. Then launch scenes in order like you're controlling energy in a set. Intro, then tease, then drop, then switch, then maybe back to drop, then outro. When it feels good, stop recording. Press tab to go to arrangement view. Now you've got a performance-based arrangement. This is a real jungle workflow. Instead of drawing blocks on a timeline first, you captured a vibe, and now you refine it. Let's tighten the arrangement quickly. In the intro, automate an auto-filter on the break so it opens over 8 bars. That classic coming into focus move. Add a pre-drop gap. Mute the drums for half a bar and let a reverb tail ring. That tiny silence makes the drop feel bigger without turning anything up. In the switch, change one lane at a time. Either change the bass mid-tone with a filter, or change the atmosphere send, or make a small drum edit. Don't change everything at once or it'll feel random. Now sidechain. Simple and effective. On bass sub, add a compressor. Enable sidechain. Choose the input as break, unless you have a separate kick track. Start with ratio 4:1, attack 2 to 10 milliseconds, release 80 to 140 milliseconds, Lower the threshold until you see about 2 to 5 dB of gain reduction on drum hits. Keep it subtle for jungle. Too much pump can start feeling like modern EDM. Unless you want that, of course. Now, quick troubleshooting. The 5 common mistakes. 1. Bassline too busy, especially the sub. Keep the sub simple. 2. The mid overlaps the sub. High pass the mid around 100-ish. 3. Random notes. Use scale mode in F minor until your ear learns what right sounds like. 4. Break has too much low end. High pass it. 5. No movement in arrangement. Jungle comes alive through small variations, mutes, fills, filter moves, and switch-ups. Before we wrap, here are a few darker, heavier vibe tips. If you want instant darker mood, lean on DB and EB in F minor. That flat 6 and flat 7 movement is pure tension. If the bass ever thins out, do a quick mono check. Put utility on the master temporarily and set width to 0. Your bass should still feel strong. If the mid collapses in mono, reduce unison or chorus. And remember, distort the mid, not the sub. Keep the sub protected and clean. Now a quick 15 to 20 minute practice exercise. Write 3 different 2-bar bass clips in session view. Clip A uses mostly F and EB. Clip B adds C. Clip C adds AB or DB for darker color. Keep the rhythm the same, only change the notes. Then make 3 drop scenes. Drop A, drop B, drop C. Record a 1-minute arrangement by launching A, then B, then C. Your goal is to hear how note choice changes mood without changing groove. That's bassline theory in action. Recap. You picked a key, F minor, and kept a small note set so you stay musical. You built a 2-layer bass, clean sub and operator, character mid and wavy-table with saturation and filtering. You sketched ideas in session view with clips and scenes, fast and creative. You performed into arrangement view, which is an authentic DNB workflow. You controlled mud with EQ, and added punch with subtle sidechain. And you made atmospheres support the vibe without stealing low-end space. If you want to continue from here, decide what bass direction you want next. Pure old-school sign and movement, a modern roller with tighter mid plucks, or a darker neuro-ish mid that still respects the sub. Tell me which one, and also tell me if your break is busy or sparse, and I'll recommend one exact Ableton stock chain and settings to match it.